Alfred, Lord Tennyson. From The Lady of Shalott. From Part One. On either side the river lie long fields of barley and of rye that clothe the wold and meet the sky, and through the field the road runs by to many-towered Camelot. Only reapers, reaping early in among the bearded barley, hear a song that echoes cheerly from the river winding clearly down to towered Camelot. And by the moon, the reaper, weary, piling sheaves in uplands airy, listening, whispers, 'tis the fairy lady of Shalott. In Part Two. There she weaves by night and day a magic web with colors gay. She has heard a whisper say, a curse is on her if she stay to look down to Camelot. She knows not what the curse may be, and so she weaveth steadily, and little other care hath she, the lady of Shalott. And moving through a mirror clear that hangs before her all the year, shadows of the world appear. There she sees the highway near, winding down to Camelot. But in her web she still delights to weave the mirror's magic sights, for often through the silent nights a funeral with plumes and lights and music went to Camelot. Or, when the moon was overhead, came two young lovers lately wed. I am half sick of shadows, said the lady of Shalott. From Part Three. She left the loom, she made three paces through the room, she saw the water lily bloom, she saw the helmet and the plume, she looked down to Camelot. Out flew the web and floated wide, the mirror cracked from side to side. The curse is come upon me, cried the lady of Shalott. Down she came and found a boat beneath a willow left afloat, and round about the prow she wrote, the lady of Shalott. And at the closing of the day she loosed the chain, and down she lay. The broad stream bore her far away, the lady of Shalott. And as the boat head wound along the willowy hills and fields among, they heard her singing her last song, the lady of Shalott. For ere she reached upon the tide the first house by the waterside, singing in her song, she died, the lady of Shalott. Who is this? And what is here? And in the lighted palace near died the sound of royal cheer, and they crossed themselves for fear all the knights at Camelot. But Lancelot mused a little space. He said, she has a lovely face. God in his mercy lend her grace, the lady of Shalott.